Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim of Manaway is going to play this round of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
That's great,
doing
Tim.
Well.
Doing well. Okay.
All
what
right.
is this mood?
The, what? I, no, I'm just
I
talking to Kim.
You have to tell her so many times how well you're doing.
Just responding.
Okay. All right.
All right, Kim, let's play the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Kim.
All right.
Still
Thank
doing
you.
Good, Tim?
Still doing all right. Hey, Stevie.
Hello.
Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. You know how this works. You're going to answer five questions. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. Jen's in the hallway when you're done. We will then grab Jen during the song, bring her back into the studio to answer those same five questions. We'll see if you can win all those goodies. Brought to you by Apex Skin. So let's begin the game with question number one. We begin with Travis Kelce opening up about struggling with his 2023 Saturday Night Live hosting gig, admitting that the table read was tough, and I quote, for a guy that can't read really with that well, end quote. Now, he and Taylor Swift were just seen in which part of Northeast Ohio eating lunch 2 days ago? It was either in Chagrin Falls or in Bay Village.
Chagrin Falls.
Question number two. The Last of Us co-creator Neil Druckmann has announced that he's stepping away from the HBO series to focus on new projects at his video game company. True or false question for you. The Last of Us TV show is an adaptation of the video game. Is that true or is that false?
That is true.
Question number three. Microsoft is downsizing, getting rid of thousands of workers. The layoffs are affecting the Xbox video game business and several other divisions. Which Microsoft product slash program would you be using for creating and working with spreadsheets?
Excel.
Question number four. Fans have been waiting for more than 2 years for a new season of South Park. They're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Originally, it was scheduled to debut on July 9th, not on July 9th. Now, that has been pushed back a couple of weeks to July 23rd. Speaking of the show South Park, what is Cartman's first name?
Oh my gosh, I know this. I don't know. Adam, I don't know.
We'll go with Adam. That was at the buzzer. Question number five. It is the 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin. And to celebrate, there's a new sandwich, the Spicy McMuffin. It's the same as the regular, except top with a signature spicy pepper sauce. Now, the standard Egg McMuffin consists of four key food items. I need you to name three of those four key food items.
The English muffin, the egg, and Canadian bacon.
All right, let's go with that for your answer for question number five. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions on Star 102. Continuing on with the round of Trump 2, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favors, Kim of Manaway. Answer five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did she do?
Kim got four.
Ooh! You're good, Kim.
Four!
Stevie, what is he doing?
I don't know. I think he's just trying to make it worse now for you.
Not making it worse. Wait, making it worse? How?
It's exciting. Kim, you did great. Four out of five is really great.
Thank you.
Let's ask Jen those same five questions. Beginning with question number one. Travis Kelce opening up about struggling with his 2023 Saturday Night Live hosting gig, admitting that the table read was tough, and I quote, for a guy that can't really read that well, end quote. He and Taylor Swift were just seen in which part of Northeast Ohio eating lunch 2 days ago that was either in Chagrin Falls or in Bay Village?
In Chagrin Falls.
It was in Chagrin
Falls. By the way, I saw someone speculate yesterday that she had pasta and a burger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I said pasta.
I know. I thought of you. I was like, oh, Stevie nailed it.
Burger? Veggie burger? Regular burger?
She's not all in the health, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
Okay.
All
right.
Overly, cool. I don't know. That's my personal opinion.
Can you imagine that we did the faux menu yesterday that you hit her exact
when I saw the pasta, I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly what Stevie said.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Question number two. The Last of Us co-creator Neil Druckmann has announced that he's stepping away from the HBO series to focus on new projects at his video game company. True or false? The Last of Us TV show is an adaptation of the video game.
True.
That is true. Question number three. Microsoft, they are downsizing, getting rid of thousands of workers. The layoffs are affecting the Xbox video game business and, of course, multiple other divisions. Which Microsoft product slash program would be used for creating and working with spreadsheets?
Excel?
Yeah, Excel. Question number four. Fans have been waiting for more than 2 years for a new season of South Park. They're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Originally scheduled to debut on July 9th, that's been pushed back 2 weeks to July 23rd. Speaking of South Park, what is Cartman's first name?
You're going to tell me and I'm going to know it. It's Bobby Cartman. What's his name?
Bobby Cartman.
What is it?
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Eric
Cartman.
Cartman. Moving to question number five.
Got to get this one to tie it up, Jen.
Thank you so much, Stevie. What a great reminder. Then we'll go to a tiebreaker, which will be so fun.
Question number five. Jen, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it's the 50th anniversary of that Egg McMuffin.
Oh, I heard.
Mm.
Oh, God.
And to celebrate, there's a new sandwich, the Spicy McMuffin.
Sir, that sounds delicious.
Mm.
Don't do
well,
that.
Well, it's the same as the regular, except topped with that signature, spicy pepper sauce. Now, the standard Egg McMuffin consists of four key food items. Name three of them.
Egg, Canadian bacon, and cheese.
There you go. Three, and English muffin would be the fourth one. So we are tied at four. Which means we're going to go to a tiebreaker question, which Jen loves.
So fun. This is the funnest.
But get closest to the actual number without going over. The timer is still involved. Kim will be answering that question as Jen is writing down her answer. We'll keep this fair. That's how we do this. We're going to go back to question number five. We talked about the Egg McMuffin, but we're going to move over to the Big Mac. I want to know how many years ago.
I don't know.
The Big Mac launched nationwide.
Who knows that?
How many years ago did the Big Mac launch nationwide? Here's your timer. Closest the actual number without going over.
40.
40 years ago, Jen Tuohy.
45.
It was 57 years ago.
Oh, that's a long time.
Man.
57 years ago. 7 years older than that Egg McMuffin.
I'm sorry, Kim.
This round goes to Jen.
That's okay, Jen.
Now great I want battle. An Egg McMuffin
Telling
for breakfast.
You, we have talked about it all morning long. What did we do off the air? Ordered breakfast
we
because
did.
We're talking eggs and McMuffins all morning long. All right. Kim, thank you for playing the game. Thank you for listening to Jen and Tim show. We really appreciate that, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Kim from Manaway, and I did not trump Tuohy.
Chris is in Stowe. We're going to play a round of Trump Tuohy on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Doing well. You ready to play a round of Trump Tuohy?
I am.
All right, let's get to it. Ask Jen to leave the room and we'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Chris.
All right.
Thank you.
She's making her way out of the room. Producer Stevie stays in with me. She's keeping track of the score. The door is shut. Let's begin the game. Question number one. Netflix has announced that it's pulling the plug on two of its newest shows. Two of those shows that are gone, The Residence, out. Also, The Pulse, that is also out. Pulse is what type of drama? It's either a medical drama or a comedy.
Medical.
Let's go with that. Question number two. It's the 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin. And to celebrate, there's a new sandwich, a spicy McMuffin. So it's the same as the, you know, an Egg McMuffin, except it has the signature spicy pepper sauce. Name any other breakfast sandwich option that is on the McDonald's menu.
Breakfast burrito.
Let's go with question number three. Miley Cyrus, you have Josh Groban, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Timothy Chalamet. They're among 35 stars set to receive the Hollywood Walk of Fame honors next year. Now, in 2023, Josh Groban starred in which Broadway revival musical as the lead character who is a barber with a dark secret?
Sweeney Todd.
All right. Question number four. BTS fans are stepping into the spotlight in a brand new documentary, BTS Army Forever, We Are Young, this hitting select theaters July 30th. Now, the trailer celebrates the global fandom, loyalty, love, and impact. Our question to you, which member is the oldest in BTS? It is either Jungkook, Jin, or Suga.
Jin?
Let's go with question number five. Barbara Streisand pulling back the curtain on her powerhouse collab with Mariah Carey and also Ariana Grande on One Heart, One Voice. Which famous duet partner joined Barbara Streisand on the hit song Tell Him in the year 1997?
Celine Dion.
Let's go with Celine Dion for that. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. And then you're right. Jen has to answer those same five questions in 3.5 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue a round of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Chris of Stowe answered five questions a minute ago. How did he do?
Chris got five.
What?
All five correct.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. We're going to begin with Netflix. They have announced that they're pulling the plug on two of its newest shows. So The Residence and also The Pulse. Those are the two of the newest shows that they are pulling the plug on. The show Pulse is what type of drama? It's either medical or comedy.
Medical.
There you go, medical. There you go. Question number two, it's the 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin.
Don't.
And to celebrate,
there's it's a new... like a shortened version.
You like that? I don't know what happened. It was like
No, I still don't like it. I just got Stevie's hiccup
today. Yeah. I don't know what just happened there. It was bizarre. There's a new sandwich. It's a spicy McMuffin.
The same.
There you go. All right. That's good. Leave that.
We didn't need you to read. Try.
I know, but nobody needed that. You're fair.
Thank you.
It's the same as a regular, except it's topped with a signature spicy pepper sauce.
Look, I was excited about this until you made it weird.
Why?
Why are you going to say that so slow?
That. Name any other breakfast sandwich option on the McDonald's menu.
A sausage egg McMuffin.
Ooh. Good choice. Question number three.
Thank you, Tim.
Miley Cyrus, Josh Groban, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and also Timothy Chalamet. Well, they're among 35 stars that are set to receive Hollywood Walk of Fame honors next year. Now, in 2023, Josh Groban starred in which Broadway revival musical as the lead character who was a barber with a dark secret?
Oh, the Todd Sweeney. Sweeney Todd!
Sweeney Todd! I will also take Sweeney Todd as the answer.
Why did I say Todd Sweeney?
Todd Sweeney. I was like, wait a second. I think it's a football player or something.
Would you have buzzed that? Sweeney Todd. Because I don't know if she kept Todd Sweeney.
If she said maybe Todd comma Sweeney, I would have given it maybe. Yeah, it's like, oh, no, we know what you mean. That's what we would start now. Oh, we get it. Yeah, we understand. That's
just, I mean, because I would get a lot more points if that were the case.
Oh, we understand. It rhymed with it. No, question number four. BTS fans are stepping into the spotlight in the brand new documentary, BTS Army Forever We Are Young. It's hitting select theaters, by the way, at the end of July on the 30th. Now, the trailer celebrates the global fandom, loyalty, love, and impact. Which member is the oldest in BTS? It's either Jungkook, Jin, or Suga?
Oh, it's Jungkook.
Jin, actually, the oldest member of BTS. As we head to question number five, Barbara Streisand pulling back the curtain on her powerhouse collab with Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande on One Heart, One Voice. Which famous duet partner joined Barbara Streisand on the hit song Tell Him in 1997?
It's Tony Bennett. That is Lionel Richie. That is Josh Groban. Michael Bublé. Just tell me.
Very famous, Jen. Very famous.
Garth Brooks.
Female.
Oh, a female.
Vegas for a long time.
Adele. Celine Dion.
Hey, Celine Dion.
Adele in 1997. Wow.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Stevie, it's a lot of information in a short amount of time. My brain doesn't work like that.
A lot of information in a short amount of time. Final totals there, Stevie.
Chris, 5. Jen, 3.
Oh, Chris, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
You get the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. That is yours. Also, the $50 gift card to Apex Skin. That is also yours. Congratulations. You. Tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Chris Minstow. Happy 4th of July, and I just Trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.